Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we have new cameras here in our setup, wherever this is. Where are we, in Northridge?
We're in Northridge,
Northridge Studios, and we have a great camera work here. And here's my point. Never realized you were this cinematic.
I am cinematic.
I swear. Honestly.
I am. I'm very cinematic here
on the
show.
You're a little, puts on weight. The camera always puts on weight.
Well, that's because I've dropped a little bit of weight, so I look just perfect now.
So you've blended in nicely.
That's correct. And, you look pretty good yourself, actually.
How about my tan?
Your tan is looking really good. You have good color.
Yeah, I was outside with the coyotes this last weekend.
Oh, I got to hear that story. Fred lives in the hills and he has coyotes there. Welcome to the show, by the way. It's the Sports Lounge. We're here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA, and Sports Byline. And we're glad to have you with us. And we should mention that the show is also carried on video. You can see us at our website at crntalk.com, at Tiki Live, on Roku, and on Facebook Live. So anyway, you're in the backyard of your yard there in the hillsides and you got coyotes. And what happened?
Well, I have a philosophy, and I've watched this philosophy through with many outdoorsmen. And what it is if you have coyotes in your property, and they come onto your property, you cannot let them stay there unchallenged.
What do you mean by that?
Because what you're doing is you're acquiescing. You're telling them it's okay to come onto my property.
So you have to challenge the coyote?
You got to get up and chase them off.
So you do that?
I do that. I have a broomstick in my backyard that I cut down for this specific purpose.
And you ride it on evening nights with full moons?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And other than the owls, and there's no stray dogs around my place because, as I call them, the coyote popsicles. Any dog running around loose. If you see, some places you see dogs running around loose.
Right.
And they go from yard to yard because they're neighborhood dogs. But not around my place.
Because?
Dogs are outside, the coyotes hunt them down.
Really?
They know if you have dogs because they sniff the scat that's in your backyard.
They sniff the scat?
They sniff the scat, and they know you have dogs, so they hang around your front yard and your backyard.
Interesting.
That's correct.
So you chase them off, and that does. All right, so we're going to get into that a little bit. We'll find out the true meaning of that, but we'll remind you.
Well, I'm actually done on that topic.
Fred, no, I'm not. I got more questions. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but
I wouldn't say I love it,
of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I noticed my neighbor put a broken World's Best Dad mug in the recycling bin by his curb. So I did what anyone would do. Fixed it with some JB Weld Clear Weld Epoxy, then returned the next morning to stand in his yard and drink coffee. He and his family stared out the window at me with confusion, and underneath that, fear. And underneath that, I want to say jealous anger. But underneath that, there was also appreciation for a lesson well learned. Don't toss it. JB Weld It.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, but not the star of our show. The star of our program is a guy we call Sultan. Sultan of safeties, 2 safeties in 1 game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic legend from Hunter, Land's End. He's got a movie, Transformers, coming out this summer. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, so where were we? We wrapped up on the coyote stuff, so yes, that's all taken care of.
Uh-huh.
And we switched. We were on a ride this morning, ladies and gentlemen, down to San Pedro.
I took Fred out from the home. I picked him up, yeah, and he hadn't been out for a while, so I took him for a drive.
It's been a while. But we went down, and the conversation always goes over to baseball because we're in baseball season.
Here's the deal. Metrics. I started this off because we were talking about metrics. Actually, you started it off because you came up with an idea. And your idea was you basically wanted to talk a little bit, if you will, about, you know, so you mentioned some of the teams are taking their good players that are on hot streaks and using them to pull the other players out. Am I right? To get them to like perform. You take the guy that's hot, sort of self-ignites a team, correct? The chemistry of the team.
Yeah, but in the overview, because of the new matrix system, let me see if I can get this right. Please, I don't want to be long-winded. However, it's going to take a minute here to lay this out. The metrics belief system is there are no fixed lineups. There it's like basketball. There is no pivot man. There's no Shaq or Kareem. You don't throw the ball. The philosophy isn't to get a rebound and dribble down while people are going to their respective positions and throw the ball in and work some slow, retarded offense and then, you know, wait for somebody like Shaq to slam dunk it. That basketball philosophy is over with. Such as baseball, the philosophy is that you want to get people who fit the matrix program and be able to put them in any position you want. So there really isn't a fixed number 2 or a number 3. Although, as Doc Roberts here in LA says, he went to Machado and he went to Justin Turner and asked them, where do you want to hit? And Turner said, well, I prefer to hit second. And Machado said, great, I prefer to hit third. So those two positions are a constant in the Dodger lineup. And everything else in terms of leadoff, who's hot, leading off, and who hits fourth through eighth is the big question mark. So a lot of that is interchangeable. They just mix and match all kinds of people.
With all different teams. I mean, other teams do the same thing.
Yeah, but that's the movement in baseball.
Correct.
So what you wind up with is a decision, should I take a really hot 5 or 6 hitter and sit him so I can bring up a guy who's not hitting very well, or slide him up to hope to get him started and rekindled. And I say, don't punish the productive player trying to resuscitate the player that needs help. Here's my feel. Take that guy and send him to Albuquerque or send him down for a couple of weeks.
Send the guy that's not hitting down. And so here's the thought. Then we came up with this. This is the day of metrics, for gosh sakes. This is a time when everybody gets together and says, hey, this is what we've got to do. This guy should hit against left-handers, this guy against right. And I'm saying, let's do a little research and do the metrics here on how many times a player that's hot causes you to win a game. And then you use the guys that are hot to go ahead and ignite the rest of the team. And you'll find, if you go to the human nature of the game, if the guy's hot, he'll pull the team out of the dump. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's going to be a metric, and I think that way you can ride the hot player to the pennant.
Well, if you've spent a lot of time and money, which the Dodgers have this last year, as well as all these other teams, they do the same thing. This just isn't for the Dodgers. But if they've spent all this time and money trying to get the metric players that they want, you know, now's the time that has to pay off.
That's true.
And here's the other thing. In the shuffling, in the application of the philosophy, ladies and gentlemen, are you scoring runs?
Right.
The Dodgers are not scoring runs. They're not hitting. Oh, yeah, they'll have an explosion where they run across a weak pitcher, and they'll score 8-9 runs in Seattle. They'll score 21 runs against this other team here in Milwaukee or somebody. But the overview is they're now coming down to the last 35 games of the season. They're playing over 500 teams, and they're not scoring runs.
So a good manager, as Dave Roberts of the Dodgers is, early in the season, he says, we're not going to steal. You're not going to watch us bunting. We're a home run hitting team. Well, he's changed that philosophy. The Dodgers, I think, are leading the majors in steals in this month of August. They've stolen more bases. They've bunted. They've used the squeeze play in an attempt to start scoring runs. When your team is down and they're not hitting those home runs, let's go to another metric. Let's see how many times the bunt, or let's see how many times a stolen base gets you to win a game. And let's put that metric out there. Let's see how that one works. That's what I think.
Well, the interesting thing is they've gone away from the normal play of baseball.
Yes, exactly right, Fred Dreyer.
They've gone away from it for metrics. Well, now, what's your answer for the metrics? Because if that system has holes in it, and it does, it's all based on human factor.
Right.
If they can't score runs, i.e. hit with runners in scoring position,
correct,
then how do you score runs? You got to go back to the old way of baseball.
That's right. You got to bunt them across the, you know,
yeah, you got to do all that. You got to be smarter than they are. You have to play smarter.
And with this switch thing they go on where the guy likes to pull to the right side or something, and so everybody plays on the right side. If I'm that player, I'm going to get early into the game and batting practice and start learning how to pop the ball in the left field and get a base hit every time. They'll come out of way and they'll open my right field up for me again.
Yasiel Puig on the Dodgers was up in Seattle last week, and they were pitching him outside. You know, he loved to pitch him down and away.
Right.
Well, this guy was pitching him away. And I was thinking to myself, isn't this the time where you just reach over and flick it into right field?
Exactly. Exactly.
And guess what he did?
He did that.
He did it.
And it was a great hit, and it was perfectly placed. And that's when you had a great baseball player, and that's what they should be doing. And so this is what our philosophy is of baseball. Start playing baseball by looking and using your eyeballs to see if the shift is on. Hit to where the shift isn't on.
Well, you've got to start, you have to start being a batsman, as they say.
A batsman?
A batsman. And that is to be able to flick your wrists. Rod Carew did this all of his life.
He did.
He was a great batting champion. He
Come
hit
on.
The right to say, hey, Rod, we're going to have a guy, you're left-handed, we're going to have a guy come in here, he's a right-handed pitcher, he's going to pitch you down and in. I want you to hit the left field. He would do it.
You could tell him that.
That's
with the big contracts now, they have the manager to say, where do you want want to hit. That's fine. You can do that. But it comes a time when the manager's got to step up, take control of his team, and make it happen. And you had a question about the Cardinals because they've been playing good ball.
That's my segue.
What's your segue in this now?
My segue is...
Listen to this one.
The Cardinals fired Matheny. Good catcher. Smart guy. They had success under him as a manager. But suddenly, several months ago, 6 weeks ago, they fired him. And then the Cardinals took off.
Came up. They're
Here's
up
what I want to know.
What is it?
Why did that happen? What brought the result?
Yeah.
What was the Matheny problem that was corrected by the change? That's what I want to know, and no one's talked about it.
Yeah, we got to talk about that, too. I'm telling you, that is the key factor. 818 is our number to call here, 818-6401. 818-818-6401. Somebody from the Cardinals needs to call us and tell us what's going on, because that was a big change. That has put the Cardinals back up into the race in the Central Division over there. It is
incredible. They're pounding the Dodgers right now.
They are. They're pounding everybody right now.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Back here on the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Fred Dreyer, here talking a little baseball, talking some metrics, and it's like, I'm with you on this. When Matheny left, the manager of the Cardinals seemed to turn things around. And likewise, the Dodgers were struggling a little bit, and a couple of times, Dave Roberts has made some changes to kind of move things ahead in a very subtle way he does it, but I like the fact he's being a little more aggressive now, bunting. He has done a couple of squeeze plays. There's three squeeze plays here in this last month, and he's also done a lot of base stealing, and I think that's what you got to manufacture. And then tell your player, like their Rod Carew, say, hey, can you hit one when they shift on the other right? Can you hit one to left? Just wrist one in there and get us a couple of runs. That's what you need to do.
Well, from what I'm gathering, baseball is not like many things that you find in football, and that is as you enter the game and your philosophy and your preparation about how that game is going to interact changes during the game. The team that is most successful is the teams that can immediately adapt.
Yes.
That you find that a lot in football. You find that in hockey. You find it certainly in basketball and stuff. In basketball, it's like what breaks momentum? A full court press. A team isn't known for a full court press, but just go out and press them, and it completely throws them out of whack. Okay, so in baseball, how do you do that? Well, you go back to playing a style where an individual makes a decision. I'm going to get on first base, and I'm going to steal second, and I'm going to steal third base. You get somebody who comes up to the plate, who's a power hitter like Machado, and he says, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to drag bunt to get on base. I'm going to do something to jar the defense and how people perceive pitching.
Exactly.
To me.
Change it up. Change it around. Otherwise, they know you're always going to try to hit a home run. You're going to fly out to the warning track
and,
power.
And the Dodgers have become, over the years, a boring team. Now, home runs are not boring, especially when you're winning. But let me tell you, if you start playing with the philosophy of our main thrust in scoring today is to hit home runs, you've got problems, because that's not going to happen against great pitching in playoff circumstances.
Exactly right. The words of Fred Dreyer, and this is what's going on in baseball now, and this is what needs to be addressed on all the teams to try to make things going on. Now, some teams given up already a little bit. Since we're talking some baseball here, let's talk a little bit about this. The trading deadline is over, but some teams are starting to loosen up, and they're starting to give away some people. The Nationals, I guess they think their season is over already.
It is.
You think?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. They had a great chance at a team here, but apparently the Nationals got into the final stage of grief for their season. It's dead now, and they had a fire sale Tuesday. They traded away Daniel Murphy and Matt Adams, and beginning
good
a
players.
Process
Very good
they
players.
Refused to undertake last month before the 31st non-waiver trade deadline. The Nationals sent Murphy to the Cubs. This is going to make the Cubs a lot better for a prospect.
Yes, it will.
Andrew Monstero, and a player to be named later, or cash considerations, and Adams went to the Cardinals. So they're killing these guys in the Central, making these teams better for cash considerations. Bryce Harper's in the final months of his contract. He was reportedly claimed on revocable waivers by the Dodgers, but the Nationals pulled him back.
Well,
what happened there?
Well, here's the other thing. Just as we were talking about the Cardinals losing Matheny, as manager, firing him and bringing another guy in, and they turn themselves around in a very
right.
positive way. Here's what's interesting. You know, the Nationals fired last year. They fired after two runs at the NFC Championship
yes.
game. They fired Dusty Baker.
No, I was. Was it Dusty? Was it or did they?
Dusty. They fired Dusty, and they brought in what's his name? Forgive me.
Forgive me too, but anyway, Martinez.
Dave Martinez.
That's right.
They hired him.
Yeah.
I want to know, for the same reason as I asked for the Cardinals, why they improved with a new manager.
Why they went backwards.
Why they went backwards.
What did Dusty do?
What was the problem that they did not solve in that managing change.
That's right. So they're what? They're 6.5 games back. They were 7.5 games. They still got a shot. It seems to me they're pulling the plug early here on this thing.
But here's the other thing.
What's the thing?
That is true that they're behind 7.5 games.
Right.
And they're 5 games behind the wild card. Is that correct?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. They're 2.5 out of first. It's the feel that the management has.
That they're not going to do it.
That they're not going to do it. And that's based on a gut feeling. The same type of gut feeling and observation that you see when you realize the team's not playing up to snuff.
Right.
You know,
but maybe you could turn it around with the philosophy we talked about, getting them, you know, they got a bunch of home run hitters, get them to hit some singles, get them to knock in the runner
when he's on
second.
But that stuff, honestly, that stuff starts in training camp.
Yeah, it does.
It starts back there. It's ingrained in people. And if you can't be fearful that you're going to play a team that will challenge you that way, you got a problem.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much.
Glad to have you with us.
When you spend time with us, you're going to get sports colloquy. You're going to get the unraveling of what is a conundrum of misunderstanding, and this is what we do here.
And all that, too. And we'll talk about the Nationals. I still can't believe they've decimated their team and traded away Daniel Murphy to the Cubs and Matt Adams to the Cardinals and almost dumped Bryce Harper to the Dodgers. And they're only 7.5, 6.5 games out. But apparently, when they dumped Dusty Baker last year and the new manager, Dave Martinez, they say there is a quote, and I don't know what this means. Maybe you can tell me. As a former football legend, a toxic feeling in the clubhouse. What does that mean?
I want to know who came up with that.
Yeah, that's what the people have been talking about.
But wait a minute. Yep. I want to know when someone says that. I've heard that term used over and over in sports in the last year to
toxic.
2 years, and that becomes a cliche as a catch-all when somebody says, "I don't like what's going on there." I want to be specific. I don't want someone to say to me, "It's a toxic environment." Oh, well, we got to fire him because somebody said that. Must have said that some in front office about Dusty Baker.
And we said he was a problem. And look at that. Now they're not even competing and they're not close.
Here's the other thing. Why was Dusty fired? Dusty's an old timer.
He's a good guy.
But he's an old timer.
I know, but he's still a good old timer because he knows he's got that toothpick in his mouth. And
that doesn't mean anything. But what he's an old, when I say this,
it means something to him. He's got a toothpick.
Talking about that. Talking about he is an old timer from the standpoint of knowing how to play baseball.
Correct.
All these teams are going to the metrics. We just spent a lot of time talking about
this. That's right.
So he probably feels as though because you didn't win doing what you're doing, then we're going to fire you and bring in Dave Martinez, who's going to do what we tell them. So now when Dave Martinez shows up and now gives his philosophy and runs the program, it becomes abrasive. So it's a toxic of
toxic
culture. It's a toxic culture. So my point is, I'd sure like to know if there's any writers that write for the Nationals baseball team, or if there's any writers that write for the St. Louis Cardinals team, to go through in depth and do research, do the autopsy on the firing of Dusty Baker with the Nationals and the manager of the Cardinals. I want to know what the hell happened.
Yeah, what happened? What changed? Because that when they fired Matheny, the Cardinals went up. When they got rid of Dusty, it looks like the Nationals aren't going to be. Now, here's the final thing here, since we're talking baseball. And everybody wants to add a new hitter to their lineup, and you think, oh, yeah, it's an everyday player. Better to add an everyday player than a pitcher. But I got to tell you, you're not going to win in this modern day of metric baseball unless you have a great bullpen. Because the starters, if you're lucky, are going to give you 5 innings for their complete game.
Maybe.
And then they go, my arm's sore. I pitched 80 pitches. I got to go sit down, coach. I can't do it. And so you're going to bring in some schlubs from the bullpen. And that's where if you got a great bullpen and you got a pitcher to pitch the 6th, one to do the 7th, one to do the 8th, and then a good closer, you're going to win. That's it. And the Dodgers, difference between the Dodgers this year and last year, their bullpen stinks. You can tell me these guys are great. Hey, the other night they lost the game with a guy balking in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning.
Did you see it, though?
It's a mistake.
Did you see that, though?
Yes, I saw it.
what a chicken crap.
Call. You didn't like the call?
No, I did not. That was BS with the bases loaded.
Well, the managers are bad this year, too.
With the bases loaded. It was BS to dump that game in the 10th inning and add it in that way. You handed that team a win off of something
exactly.
that was so minute, it was unbelievable.
Now, but one other thought if we can have here, just one other thought, and that is the quality, now that they have these reviewers at the East Coast in New York checking all the plays, and it takes forever for a game to end now. They want to speed it up, and these guys are looking at plays all over the place. The quality of umpiring is lackadaisical now in baseball, as far as I'm concerned. They aren't as good as the Jocko Conlon days and the, you know, all these Stan Landis and all these guys. Come on, you can name a few there with me. Augie Donatelli. Augie. Those guys were great. Am I right?
Yeah. You know? They were. But I tell you.
Joe West, is he still around?
You know, yeah.
Get close to that microphone so we can all hear you.
But you know, and those old, thanks much.
You're welcome.
You know, those old line guys.
Yes.
They were notorious for having their own strike zone.
That's right.
Because today, you have a strike zone that is framed out for you on graphics. These guys, I watched this series up in Seattle with the Dodgers, and I guess I have a lot of time to burn if I'm watching that series.
Yeah, you sure do.
What was clear was how good the officiating strikes and balls were called according to that graphic, that square
you see on TV all the time now. Yeah,
and Hershiser agreed. He says, I got to tell you, these guys are on it today. Some are, some aren't. But I tell you, just by putting that graphic up there makes these guys more bound to call better games.
Exactly. What do you think about that? Go ahead and email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And don't forget to check out his new website, by the way. He's got Highway 395. Great movie. Go to freddreyer.co.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
when you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Back here in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So we started our day early today. Fred and I do the show out of Hollywood, California. And before we came here, we went to San Pedro, the famed harbor setting of Los Angeles, and went to the San Pedro Fish Market. They've got that great TV show, King of Fish, that's a sensation now on the internet. And you were amazed with all the fish they had there. I mean, they had huge fish that you could order if you want to, and they order these big trays of fish for like $70 for all you can eat shrimp, but then you can also put like salmon on the tray and bring it out to your table there. And literally, you can feed a family of four or eight or six for the pennies on the dollar when you figure out what you're paying for the tray compared to all the food that you get. And so we were out there, and of course, you ordered salmon. And Mike Ungaro, the owner there, was nice enough to order. He says, let me order some other stuff there. I said, Fred's not going to eat it. He said, well, let me order some stuff. And guess what? Fred's not going to eat it. Fred started going after that salmon. I wanted a piece, and you were already cutting into a second piece. You had one.
I had three pieces.
You had one on your plate, and you went into the second piece while there's like four of us there, and you're cutting into a second piece. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell? This guy's taking another piece of salmon before even eating one.
I'm salting.
And then
if Sultan wants salmon, he gets it.
He makes a nice vegetable blend there of some peppers and stuff, and he had some shellfish in there and everything. And you have the unmitigated gall of this guy's taking care of the whole meal.
Unmitigated gall? You think I'm rude? I'm not rude.
To order, he said, the guy's giving us all this food. And you looked at him, you said, you got any broccoli? You got any green
vegetables? I'm in a restaurant. I didn't ask him, do you have a blower for a Chevy?
He was comping the meal.
I didn't stump him where he couldn't come up with it.
You're asking him to go back there and bring more. And so he brings
That's exactly right. And guess what he did, ladies and gentlemen?
What did he do,
He said, I think I have some. He went back out, and within 3 seconds, he came back with some hot broccoli. So they had it. He just didn't put it on the plate.
Calm down. You don't have to get upset.
No, I'm not, because that's a stupid remark to make.
Well, I'm just saying you had a lot of broccoli.
I didn't have a lot of broccoli. I had a little freaking handful.
You would have ordered more. I know you would have. You stopped yourself short.
I stopped myself because I was polite. That's why.
That's good.
That's because I'm polite.
That was nice.
Exactly correct.
Now, we got back here in the studio. We sat down a little sluggish, and all of a sudden I said, we should add some coffee. And you said, that's what was missing, because we could add coffee now.
Why didn't you ask for it?
I'm polite.
Why didn't you say, hey, could you give me some coffee?
No.
And I would have said, that's awfully rude of you to assume that a restaurant would have coffee.
Mike was bringing out spices. He was bringing out some special seafood items. These guys giving all this stuff to us. The last thing I'm going to do is say, hey, by the way, you got some coffee? But maybe next time.
Would you want cream and sugar in it?
Maybe next time you'll ask for that for us. All right, we got some interesting news. Monday Night Football. And apparently ESPN falling into this whole kneeling controversy where people are getting fed up with the players not kneeling. Maybe they should have just done this without mentioning it, but they had to mention the fact that they're not going to play the national anthem, which I don't think they do anyway. They usually go to a commercial break. A lot of people do. They don't play the anthem. But they're going to make a conscious effort to not play the anthem before Monday Night Football. And then our president, Donald J. Trump, is upset about this, and he thinks it's the spinelessness of ESPN.
Well,
not playing the national anthem.
The politic of skin color has destroyed the culture, and there's no reason to think it can't destroy sports. And that's what it's doing, and you're seeing it being acted out by these punk-ass football guys, these stupid people. And I say that specifically because they don't know what they're doing. They don't understand what they're doing. They can't articulate what they're doing. And this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, for somebody to not stand up and say, You know something? You guys are doing this for the wrong reason. This isn't, and I say it again, this isn't about your right to protest. This is about what you're protesting about on company time. This is not acceptable, so save it and talk about it later on when people who may be interested would like to ask you questions about
exactly
why, what and why you're doing what you're doing.
Exactly.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is representative of bad parenting in America. This is chicken crap ownership of the National Football League, who are wishy-washy cowards, and they're racist in their abilities not to criticize these people, because most of them are black, and this is a black issue foisted upon America, who frankly knows for a fact that blacks are treated great in America. Are there idiots? Yeah. Are there people I'll tell you what, let's take Chicago. There's a black issue for you. You got blacks killing blacks because blacks have set up an environment, a toxic environment of murder in Chicago, and nobody's doing anything. And guess who the number one guy that didn't do anything was for 8 years?
Who?
Barack Black Obama. He didn't do a damn thing. His state, he didn't do anything in his state to go down there, show up in 8 years and demand, call everybody out on the street like I would and say, what's your job here? What's your job? Explain to me why this is happening and try to do something to help these people. Nobody's done it, and that's government. And that's why NFL has now been called by me, I coined it, government football.
There you have it. And the fact is, you don't hear about the stories coming out of Chicago. It's like second, third, fourth page news over there. This is a major thing with people dying in this place. So anyway, I'm all for your right to protest, not on company time, as Fred says. Take it out. Start your own foundation. Get the thing going. But for God's sake, stand up and reflect it with the national anthem and celebrate this country and the greatness of it. And let's put your differences aside to go ahead and, for once, every time we get to a sporting event or some kind of an event, stand up and be happy that we live in this country where you have the right to protest, for God's sakes. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. And it's our email segment, Fred. We got Brett saying, hey, Fred, hope all is well with you.
Hey, everything is well with me, and I'm glad that you're watching.
Ophelia says, hi, did you read my post about the old autograph book with lots of old baseball players' autographs? Want to take a walk in the park sometime? I do have a phone. So apparently she wants to know, but I saw the post. The old autograph book had lots of the old baseball players. Did you see it? Yeah, I saw it. Did you?
I didn't see it.
Ophelia will show it so that Fred can see it. And would you like to take a walk in the park sometime, Fred?
I'm not big at walks in the park.
You're not?
But
maybe a jog?
Maybe a dip in the beach or something.
A dip in the pool or the beach sometime, yeah.
I'm up for a lot of different types of things.
All right. Maria says, Fred, how do I meet this amazing actor and Rams football player?
I don't know how to answer that.
She's talking about you or maybe somebody else. Well, but you're an actor and a Rams football player. Hey, you can watch him every week right here, right? You're on the TV. Don't forget on the CRNTalk.com.
And yeah, that's right.
You can check it out there for you on YouTube as well. Martina says, and by the way, her last name is Hunter. I bring that up because that was your star. She says,
Martina,
hi, Fred Dreyer.
Hunter.
I'm a big fan of your show, Hunter.
Thank you, Miss Hunter.
Patricia says, Fred Dreyer, you were wonderful in Crisis.
Thank you.
I'm
glad you watched that. I wish more people did. It had been on the air.
You played sort of like a half-crazed sort of a former agent, like a CIA off-the-rails kind of guy, didn't you?
I was going to kill Gillian Anderson.
Well, not on the show. This is what we're talking about in the show, but that's enough. Anyway, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, the email address, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. are back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the Sultan of safeties, the guy who had two safeties in one game in the same quarter.
And two salmons today.
And the all-pro defensive end, and the guy had broccoli on top of the salmon. And anyway, you ordered a beer, too. He asked for a room temperature beer on top of that. Not you brought that up. And the guy, Mike on guard, nice, he brings out this this beer from, what did he have? Was it a Pacifico or something Mexico?
It was Cerveza.
Cerveza. It was beer in Mexico. It was.
Yeah.
And it was a huge thing. It looked like something my uncle used to hide in the barn when he was drinking it when I was a kid.
No, but it
and
was a huge
He poured
tumbler.
It into a big tumbler for you, and then you're pouring it into separate smaller glasses. At least you shared that. That
it was like
nice.
A quart of beer he put into this plastic jar. And
it's a great place,
and
the San Pedro Fish
Market. We put it into two cups, and you had a little bit, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and they want to go ahead and have you on the Kings of Fish show, so I can't wait to see
I'm
that
I'm probably
episode.
Going to partake in
good.
That. Yeah.
Now, since we're talking protests, there's some more protesting going on in the NFL.
This
is actually not in the NFL. It's in college. The University of Miami, the football team, is going to raise awareness about the world's plastic problem. So they're going to be wearing their new environmentally conscious uniforms for their season opener coming up on September 2nd.
Give it to me.
Special attire. Coming courtesy of Adidas and Parley for the Oceans, an organization focused on addressing major threats to the ocean.
Of course.
The uniform is going to be made of over 70% regenerated Econol yarn, which is made from fishing nets and other nylon waste found in the ocean. The team's also going to wear cleats made partially from recycled materials. And according to the Earth Day Network, about 8 million metric tons of plastic make it to the world's oceans every year. So the Miami football team hopes to raise awareness about this problem through the uniforms. The gear's going to then be auctioned off. Now, I'd like to see this game.
Does Nike know about this?
I want to watch this game and watch their uniforms disintegrate about halfway through. Wouldn't that be great? Like you're in the second quarter and all of a sudden your just uniform falls apart because it's recycled waste.
I don't think so. I have an idea. They're making this stuff out of nets. This stuff is going to be strong. This is going to last forever. You won't be able to get rid of this uniform.
It'll be stuck to you.
And they're going to auction it off.
Yeah, to people that want that uniform.
I think it's going to be interesting. My interest is I hope everything is fishnet. I hope everything has little tiny
holes
in it.
Well, that's your preference in nylons, I know. But we're talking about uniforms here now. I mean, this is recycled waste that they're going to be wearing on the team. I mean, maybe.
Well, you know there's a place in the South Pacific.
Bally High. I sung that to you many times.
Yeah. But it's down near Java, not Java. It's further down. It's down near Borneo and Australia that there's a huge circular tide pool where if you throw trash, especially plastic bottles, off of ocean liners, off of trawlers, or you pollute and pollute the ocean. All of this stuff takes it automatically through the current, takes it down into this area, and they've got pictures of guys getting out of jet skis and walking across this dense field of plastic.
So bottles. It takes it like flushes it into one area.
Yeah, which and it's all surrounded in there. It's like about 30, 50 feet deep. They've had divers go underneath, and it's all plastic bottles.
I've seen that. Where's that near, you said?
It's down in the South Pacific.
By Jabba the Hutt?
Down there, Australia.
Yeah, awesome.
So what they should do is they should go down there and gather up as much plastic crap as they can and start making everything out of it.
Uniforms, shoes, helmets?
Everything.
Helmets?
Everything.
The whole thing. Cars?
Women's brassieres.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything out of that. Okay. That's the final thoughts from Fred Dreyer on fashion here on the show for you today. By the way, your thoughts on that? Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Go to facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And don't forget to check out his website. That movie Highway 395 is up there, and it is a good one there. Raleigh Wade, right?
He's a sentinel of the highway,
sentinel
ladies
of the
and gentlemen.
Highway. I was looking for a sentinel. And that's at FredDreyer.co, FredDreyer.co, C-O.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back. Your final segment of the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, a little story here coming to us from Florida. As part of the Miami Marlins' new education program, the team executives are learning Spanish, as its players are learning the language too. And while Latin American-born players take English, they want American-born players and coaches to be required to learn Spanish.
Well, I think this is going to be just wonderful.
Do you like it?
I think what's going to happen is the team now will right itself and start winning games.
The part owner of the Marlins, the CEO, Derek Jeter, is taking lessons as well. And quoting him now, he said, entonces, no.
All the things you can release for publicity when you have a bad organization, this isn't something you do. This is not going to salve anything. What are they doing this for?
The Marlins part owner, CEO Derek Jeter, said, entonces, ¿dónde está el Fred Dreyer? And then he said, I've been to the Dominican and Venezuela.
Good.
That's what he said. And he says, I went to Cuba with Major League Baseball in 2016, so I've been to those countries and tried to learn as much as I could about their cultures.
Yeah, so is Sean Penn.
Everybody expects the Latin players to make an effort to speak English. Well, especially here in Miami, if you don't speak Spanish, you don't fit in. I think it's important. To which Don Mattingly, the Marlins manager, says, ¿Dónde está el mano?
Perfect. Where is the what?
Never mind. Anyway.
Donde estás, where is?
Yeah, that's right. The bathroom. So the players
are.
The baño.
Yeah, right.
The players are receiving budgeting in education and budgeting, cooking, and a lot more.
By the way, by understanding donde está baño, do I qualify to work in that organization?
You do. You've already got to jump on the actual education. You go in there as a coach.
See.
You can just. I can ask you a question. Say, should I steal you?
Send me out to talk to Pepe, the fireballing left-hander.
That's it. That'll work for you. All right, that's our show for the week. But we got to remind you to go ahead and follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, and your website. Tell him about this movie. You got Highway 395.
Highway 395, Raleigh Wade. He is the sentinel of the highway, and he comes into all kinds of interesting things. It's a spectacular-looking film. It's shot up there on location.
Go to FredDreyer.co. FredDreyer.co.
Yes, good night.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.